Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, one of the things I forgot to mention, and this is on the host for being dumb because I wanted to talk about it. We had Curtis Houck from Newsbusters in the last hour. And one of the little media nuggets out there about Barry Weiss about a month after she kind of, you know, took over at CBS News was about Bret Baier. And I've always said this about Fox, you know, for people who don't watch Fox, if you watch Bret's show, which is on right now, I think maybe I shouldn't be promoting it, Special Report, he's about, you know, as straight a news guy as they have at Fox. I've certainly defended some of the other reporters. I think Griff Jenkins does a great job. Jennifer Griffith, for sure. There are a lot of folks that have reporting chops. But Bret, you know, he's not an opinion host. He kind of keeps it straight and narrow down that hour. And there's rumors that Barry Weiss is going after Bret Baier as someone who can help fix the issue. Now, the story today was John Dickerson from CBS News decided to leave. Good riddance. We don't really care. But this will be interesting to see. I mean, some of the stuff's going to be rolling out very slowly. But fascinating. Maybe I'm more fascinated because I'm a media member, but I'm still kind of fascinated by it. My next guest is a media member as well, or at least he used to be. Frank Mealy is here with us, who writes at Real Clear Politics. Do you kind of consider yourself still a media person, or are you out on the fringes these days? Because you're a rebel, Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I do consider myself a rebel more than a media member, so.
Well,
let's get that off the table.
But, you know, this kind of ties in with something that you wrote about. And it's a good question. We had Senator Hawley here from Missouri kind of get caught up in all of this that came out a few weeks ago about how there was a tracking of some members of Congress's phones, including Senator Hawley, in this period in the aftermath of January 6th. Now, one thing that I did make clear, and I know that you do this in your piece, is that Senator Hawley and others had kind of made claims that, you know, their phones were wiretapped. They weren't wiretapped per se, at least we don't think so, because they weren't listening in on calls or looking at specific text messages. But again, Frank, at least we don't think so at this point. But of course, as you pointed out, a lot of people said, look, this is worse than Watergate. And if that's true, or even if it's just kind of close to Watergate, where the hell's the rest of the reporting on this to find out the facts?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. I wrote the column a couple of weeks ago now. And at the time, I did a Google search just to see, has anybody followed up on this at all for the last week? And it was like dead silence. And I just looked again because it's been a while.
Yeah.
And there's still almost nothing being reported about it. The only thing that's happened in the last few days is Senator Lindsey Graham was on one of the morning shows on Sunday. And he, again, affirmed that he was going to sue, I believe he said he'd sue the crap out of, I think I could say that on the radio, the people who were gathering these records. But, you know, Lindsey Graham doesn't always follow up. So we'll wait and see if that happens. But I think it's indicative of the fact that there is so much going on.
Yeah.
Let's face it, in the news, you know, Trump is not, you know, in the basement like Biden was. He's doing stuff every day. The Democrats are, you know, reacting every day. like you've been talking about, we're tearing down East Wings and we're, you know, going off and solving wars across the country, you know, across the world. And so there's a lot going on. But if it is, in fact, worse than Watergate, where is the outrage? You know,
well,
I don't think 90% of people even know about it.
No, of course they don't. But, you know, and this is where you would like to be able to strip the politics and the partisanship out of this and say, okay, if I'm a journalist and I hear that members of Congress had their phones tracked to find out where these people were in the aftermath of something as big as January 6th, you'd think that as a reporter, I'd want to track that down and see how much of it is true. I mean, was there wiretapping? Was there any other things that happened? Was this a little bit more innocent? But no one wants to spend any investigatory time, you know, doing anything along those lines. Now, your point is valid about the news cycle, and you know this better than anyone because you used to work in the newspaper industry. The resources in media are very thin. I don't offer that as an excuse, but I will say, just from personal experience, even if you had an inclination or a will to track something down, it doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be able to do it. You would hope that the New York Times and the Washington Post would have some more resources than that, but the news cycle is busy, right, to your point.
I mean, the only stories besides Lindsey Graham that have appeared in the last couple of weeks are reporters checking with Jack Smith, the special counsel who was cooperating with the FBI to get these data records from the senators. And all they did was they got Jack Smith to say, you know what? It was okay. It was because we had a subpoena. So it's okay to find out what your elected representatives are doing. And by the way, who is talking to them when you're a member of the public? You know, you don't really want to call your senator, do you? Because it might wrap you up in some FBI investigation. Sorry, no, I don't really think that's appropriate.
Yeah, so I'd like to see, you know, some more work on this myself. But you'd also have to expect that Senator Hawley and others kind of have to keep this out front and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, poking the legacy media to say, hey, are you going to find out any of these? Now, your suggestion is, I mean, look, when they have control like this, you got to have hearings about this, don't you?
Yeah. Senator Grassley says he's going to have hearings. But, you know, unless you're a devoted guy like me and you're willing to turn on YouTube in the middle of the morning and, you know, spend 4, 5, 6 hours watching, it's not going to make a bit of difference.
No.
Unless they have to find a way to engage the public. And I'm getting a little angry at the Republicans in general for not being able to even explain why it's a Democratic shutdown. They, you know, there should be ads running every day saying 99% of Republicans voted to keep the government open. 98% of Democrats voted to shut it down. Who do you blame? They can't even do that.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very valid criticism. Look, Republicans, and I've talked about this for a long time, they do a terrible job at marketing their ideas, right? And, I don't know what it is, but in this particular case, this is kind of a no-brainer. You'd just be able to get a simple marketing campaign together. It's not that tough. You're basically telling the truth here. It's the Democrat shutdown. And, even now you have this big labor union, the government workers' labor union, said, look, get back to work. Use that to your advantage as well. And you see these things that have kind of, run out there very quickly by the Trump administration. I'm not sure why they wouldn't have done something along those lines for this. Seems like a miss.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm getting a little frustrated. I know you're okay with the East Wing coming down. I got a few complaints about the way it was rolled out. And I think maybe Trump needs to be held accountable for some of the things he's doing in ways that, Republicans and MAGA people like myself don't really want to. But, I'm just thinking about in my little town here of Kalispell, if you've got an historic house, you can't just, and you get it on that registry, you can't just rip it down. You got to go through a process. And I think maybe some shortcuts are being taken there, but that's another story.
Well, no, and I understand that, as criticism. That's where everybody pivoted to that. At first it was, how dare he do this? And then, you say it's not taxpayer money. That's how they kind of get through, I think, the excuse for the loophole is, look, it's not taxpayer money, so we can do this end run. I admitted last week there's some legitimate questions about the process and about the donors. They've released who the donors are. But the way that their heads exploded over this one, especially compared to changes that were made by past administrations, really, just entertained me more than anything else.
But you don't want to give openings to the other side.
Right.
You don't want to just say, hey, by the way, I've got a kick me sign on my back. Let's see how that works out. It seems like maybe in this case, the Republicans have a kick me.
Yeah. And I've made that point before when it comes to what you're doing. You're just giving, this is what I was on Ted Cruz's side of this when, you get to the FCC and Brendan Carr with the Kimmel stuff. To me, that was annoying for the very reason that you just sort of illustrated, that you're giving them an opportunity to say, look, this is what, authoritarians do. And I was not comfortable. I was not comfortable with more Republicans not coming out and addressing that aspect of that story with the FCC pressure, because I thought it was legitimate. So I understand what you're saying, but that's Trump, isn't it, a little bit?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's totally Trump. It's the world we live in now.
Well, and if the if the reporters were doing their job, well, let them do their jobs and track down some of this information and get it out there. Frank Mealy, always great to have you on. I hope you're having a good time in Montana, and your snow's going to be arriving soon.
28 degrees here. Don't play around with those 62 degrees.
28 for your low. I'm hoping that's a low temperature.
It is tonight.
Oh, my. All right. Enjoy that. Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
Way too cold.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.